Good evening, everybody, and thank you, all of you, for your patience, and to all of the viewers and listeners in the area who have also been very patient. I'm going to have Colonel Alvin give a quick update on what we can say about the ongoing investigation. I'll have a couple of comments then about the stay indoors request and the tea, and then we will turn it over to the mayor and then to Chief DeVoe from Watertown here. So first to Colonel Alvin.
Thank you, Governor.
Good afternoon. I certainly want to thank all of you for your patience. I know you're all tired. We certainly are as well. But we remain committed to this. We do not have an apprehension of our suspect this afternoon, but we will have one. We're committed to that. I want the neighborhood here in Watertown to know that we went through about 20 streets here, door to door, with our tactical teams. We knocked on doors to ensure that everyone was safe in their homes and that they saw the police on their streets. We did limited searches of those homes to render them safe. We've also followed a number of leads this afternoon that have taken us in various places in eastern Massachusetts, and none of those leads have been fruitful to this point. There's much left to be done, including ballistics and forensics work that will be concluding in Boston in the next few days. We also have a scene up here, a forensic scene, where we had some exploded and unexploded ordnance there that were made safe and removed during the course of the afternoon. That is still ongoing, but should be completed shortly. We are going to draw back our tactical teams, but the state police will be providing additional patrols to the town of Watertown over the next about 2 to 3 days. For the neighbors and the citizens of this community, we're going to have for the chief an additional 10 state police patrols augmenting the Watertown police in those neighborhoods, three shifts a day, probably through Monday. So again, I want to emphasize, this is a complicated investigation that's being led by the FBI. Our presence here today was about the safety of the people in the community. We're confident that we did that to the best of our ability. Unfortunately, we don't have a positive result at this point. But for the sake of everyone that were hurt or killed during the marathon, or those police officers that lost their life, or were seriously injured, we are committed to seeing a conclusion to this case. Thank you.
Thank you, Colonel. In light of the status of the investigation here in Watertown and the developments in the course of the day, the stay indoors request is lifted. The T is open, effective immediately, the MBTA. Effective immediately. We are asking the public to remain vigilant if you are out. Continue to be alert to suspicious activity, unaccompanied or unattended packages and backpacks and so on. Remember, there is still a very, very dangerous individual at large, but we feel confident based on what we know about the status of the investigation right now that to that extent, we can return to living our lives. But again, in the areas where the stay indoors request has been in effect, that request is lifted, but remain vigilant. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Governor. Let me just say to the public out there, thank you for your cooperation for the last several hours. Stand by was very helpful to us as the very different police departments went to work on this investigation. Yes, we do not have an individual arrested yet and brought to justice. But let me just say, we have a lot of leads out there. I'm asking the public to continue to cooperate with us. You know, Boston will stand tall. We'll never stand down. Now, to all of my citizens out there in the city of Boston, thank you for your cooperation. Thank you to the business community who worked with us over the last several hours. I'm close to the business. Big economic loss for them. But together, we're going to get through this crisis. Thank you.
Chief?
Thank you. Again, my message is to the community of Watertown. It's a little different what we're going to do here. You're going to see saturated patrols. As the colonel said, state police will be out. Our local communities are going to support us. Nemlik will be here. So we are going to see a big presence. We've searched, a very thorough search of the 20-block interior. Unfortunately, as you know, we didn't have any results. But we're going to continue to move forward as a community. I can't thank the Watertown community enough for what you've done, your strength, but we need it to continue. As you heard, the crime scene is not done yet. That is not going to be collapsed for another few hours at least. So we need your support there, and you please go about your business. I know there's a lot of events in Watertown tomorrow, and we're going to have them. But you're going to see a big police presence as we do that. Thank you, and please say a prayer for those police officers. Thank you.
One more point.
There's a photograph of our subject that's been widely distributed. I want to remind the public that it's there. If you see this individual, please, I want to emphasize this, do not take action on your own. We want you to dial 911 to your local police department, and anything that you might know about this individual, please send that to the FBI tip line. This is very, very important. I appealed the other day to the community for your cooperation, and you've come through. We need that continuing cooperation to solve this. Thank you. Well, I think that goes to the investigation, and I don't want to discuss the investigation. I'll talk about anything that happened here today.
One at a time.
Any second thoughts about the decisions that have been made since the bombing?
No. We're committed to this since 11:30 or 11 o'clock last night. We've worked through since that time, and we have had people tirelessly walking those streets, going door to door up there. Unfortunately, we did not have enough people when those shootings took place in order to deal with the first aid issues that were prominent and establish a perimeter at that point in time. Go ahead.
May I? Well, I don't think, first of all, that the instruction lends itself to, simple phrases, right? We are where we were, effectively on as of Monday night or Tuesday morning, with a couple of exceptions. One of the suspects is dead. There was a firefight out here last night, some 200 rounds and explosives. So we were very justified, I believe, based on what we understood about the investigation, in taking what we knew was a big step in asking people to stay indoors while we went house to house here and in other communities close by to which we believed the suspect or law enforcement believed the suspect could have fled. The investigation has continued to develop. We can't give you all the reasons. All those developments right now, we will in the fullness of time. We can't right now, but based on those developments, we feel it is